Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us during these times of accelerating energies, these energetic upgrades we are receiving as a collective to embody, integrate, remember our soul essence. I'm your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And this is the episode that is the companion to the episode on the new moon that marks the new lunar cycle of Kislev, Sagittarius. And it is the month of miracles and blessings. So this is the sound activation to bring in that beautiful light that we've been working on during Heshvan and allow ourselves to be blessed by the divine. If you are new, all you need to do is be open to receive the energies. I highly encourage you to create a sacred space around you, light a candle, burn some incense. This is your time. So take the next hour and 20 or so minutes to really allow yourself this time and this space to connect with your soul, with the light of the divine, with any wisdom, healing, activations, whatever it is that we need in this moment to allow us to align, to receive, and to embody our soul, our higher self. If you are driving or operating heavy machinery, please don't try to meditate. We want to be safe. If you know that you tend to get spacey very quickly, it's hard for you to remain in your body, to remain grounded, please don't listen to this in the background. Know your body. That being said, one more thing. If you are listening to this on a platform like iHeartRadio, where you know they cut into the body of this episode with advertisements, please head to another platform that you know does not interfere with this transmission. This is an energetic healing. This is a sound healing. This is an energetic transmission. All sound healings are energetic transmissions. They are energy healings. So it's very important for us to maintain the integrity of the container that we are holding, because we are, when we receive a sound healing, we are attuning ourselves to the frequencies that are being emitted. So we don't want or desire any squirrely information coming in. Hence why, know your platform, know that they do not interfere with advertisements. Okay, and let's see, long deep breathing. You can be seated or lying down. I highly encourage that you lay down, as this will be for an hour and 15-20 minutes, depends on how long spirit has me in the zone. And let's see, I think that covers everything. Long deep breathing. You can have an eye mask or an eye pillow if you so desire. And let's get started. Long deep breathing. Let's start by breathing into the heart and exhaling. Breathing into the heart once more, allowing whatever you've been holding on to melt away as we exhale. Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body, I call in your healing energy. purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water, of ease, of flow, abundance, fertility, creation, healing. I call upon Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I call you in and ask that you bless us with deep wisdom, with emotional clarity, purifying our hearts and our wombs, allowing us to align and attune to receiving the wisdom within us, strengthening our intuition. I call on El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us. I call in the direction of the east, the fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant, dense in our energy field, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of alchemy, transformation, and transmutation. I call upon Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth. I call in your fiery energy, asking that you guide us into deep alignment with truth. Illuminate our path forward today and every day. Bless us with confidence and courage as I call on El Shaddai to activate the Huba within us, the sacred flame of holy desire, the desire that is in alignment with your soul, with the divine. Call on El Shaddai to activate this Huba, allowing it to burn strongly. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth, activating the ley lines and the vortices beneath our feet as we aid humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. I call on Archangel Michael. Bless us with your protection. I call in your blue flame, allowing your blue fire, cobalt energy, brilliant cobalt blue fire, to purify our energy field, purify our bodies of anything that is not in alignment with light, purify our space. Bless us with strength, with courage, as I call on El Shaddai to purify our physical vessels, blessing our creations. I call in Mary Magdalene, Miriam Magdala, Kala Mashiha, and I call upon Yeshua Mashiha, keepers of the Divine Union Template. I call in Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, Sarai, Saratamar, Christ the Child, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage. I call in the Hathors, the Pleiadian frequencies of healing, of unconditional love. I call in the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the Divine Feminine Presence, and her golden light. And I call upon the Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, Allah. I call in the energies of this new lunar cycle of Sagittarius, Kislev, and the Aramaic creation frequencies of Kislev. I call in the energies of new beginnings. As we allow the golden light of Shekhinah to begin streaming in to the Heter and to the crown, allowing our crown chakra to be open as our connection to the divine is strengthened, clearing away any distortion, any veil, any separation, anywhere we don't have faith or trust in the divine, where it's been challenged and tested. Allow the golden light to strengthen your connection, your belief, your faith in the divine, knowing that we are always protected, we are safe, we are held in the sacred arms of the divine Mother Father. As we allow the golden light of Shehinah to stream into the Heter and from the Heter into the Chokhmah, to the right of the right ear, and the Bina, the left of the left ear, activating the Ajna chakra, as we clear away the veil over our vision, the separation we feel from our intuition, our inner knowing, the wisdom of lifetimes that we hold within. As we clear away the veil, lifting it from our vision, allow ourselves to strengthen our ability to feel, to receive, to see. The messages from the divine realms. As we breathe deeply, breathing the golden light from the Bina on your left side, down to the right of the right shoulder, into the Hesed, and to the left of the left shoulder, into the Gevura, activating the throat. As we clear away gag orders, vows of silence, religious vows, anywhere that we have allowed ourselves to be silent or silenced, any agreements we entered into knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, allow the golden light to bring these to completion, dissolving, alchemizing, and transmuting these as we strengthen our connection to our voice, to the free and authentic expression of our soul through the voice. From the Gevura on your left side, into the Tiferet, into the heart. And from the heart we clear away grief and loss and heartache, resentment. And we allow the unconditional love of the Divine Mother Father to flow into our heart space, allowing the heart to be open. As we clear from the heart any grief, any loss, any walls that we have built around our heart space, allow the golden light to dissolve these. As we open ourselves to receive forgiveness and to give forgiveness, opening ourselves to receive unconditional love, harmony, peace, grace, and beauty into the heart space, strengthening our hope, And as we allow the golden light of Shekhinah to expand our hearts, to open the Tiferet, envision the golden currents of light streaming in from the heavens, from the celestial realms, from the Heter to the Bina and the Chochmah, the Hesed and the Gevura into the Tiferet, and from the Tiferet, breathing the golden light to the right of the right hip, into the Netzach and the left side, into the Hod, activating the solar plexus. And from the solar plexus, clearing away any hooks, any stuck energy, anywhere that we have given our power away to anything and anyone outside of us. Strengthening our sovereignty, strengthening our sense of self-mastery and power, as we align with the higher I am, with the I am that is in alignment with the soul, allowing the ego to serve the higher self, the higher I am, the soul. And anywhere that we have given our power away to anything and anyone outside of us, be it knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, breathe the golden light of Shekhinah into these spaces, allowing them to be alchemized, to be dissolved by the golden light, strengthening our sovereignty, our courage, our confidence. From the Hod, on your left side, breathe the golden light of Shekhinah into the waters of your Yesod, in your womb space. And as the sacred waters of your Yesod are being purified, clearing any denseness from your womb, clearing guilt and shame, anywhere that we have given our power to create, to manifest away to anything, anyone outside of us, call your power to you. As we purify the waters of the womb, strengthening our connection to our sexual creative fire, strengthening our connection to our womb, letting go of all that we hold on to in this space, the karmas, the traumas, the limiting beliefs, liberating anything that is dense, any traumas, karmas, into the golden light, as we allow the golden light to activate these waters, breathing into the Yesod, breathing into these waters. And as the Yasoda is activated, breathing the golden light of Shehinah into the Malchut, into the root, clearing away fear, scarcity programs, lack, limitations, fear and doubt, allowing the golden light to dissolve any fears, any limitations, anywhere we do not feel safe in our body, protected, anywhere we don't feel connected to our body and to our physical incarnation. Breathe the golden light into these spaces within, allowing the golden energy to alchemize dense programs, strengthening our connection to our sovereignty, to our physical incarnation, to our body, to the earth. As we allow this golden umbilical cord of light to extend down through our physical body, through the Malchut, and connecting you to the Earth Star Chakra beneath your feet, to the ley lines and the vortices, the fifth dimensional light grid of Mother Earth, of Gaia. Breathing deeply and allowing your umbilical cord of golden energy to extend down through the layers of earth, through the aquifers, down through the most ancient layers, until your golden umbilical cord reaches the crystalline womb of Mother Gaia. Feel your connection. Surrender any dense energy, anything we've been holding on to. Allow it to go down into the crystalline womb. Allow Mother Gaia to alchemize any dense energy, Hucha, into Sami, into light. Trusting that she can hold us. Feeling her strength, her abundance, her love, how she nurtures and cares for us all. Breathe deeply. As we allow Mother Gaia, Pachamama, to nurture us with her diamond white light, allowing her diamond crystalline light to extend upwards from her crystalline womb, up your energetic umbilical cord, intertwining with the golden light of Shehinah, coursing upwards through the layers of earth, through the crust, and into your energy and physical bodies, activating the sephirot on the way up from the Malchut and the Yesod, the Chod, the Netzach, the Tiferet, the Geburah and the Hesed, the Chochmah and the Binah and the Heter, rising up into the heavens, uniting with the heavenly realms, feeling your body as a sacred bridge between the unseen and the seen, between the celestial and the earth. Breathe this golden light. Breathe the crystalline diamond white light, allowing these two energies to form a violet flame at the Ajna chakra, a turquoise flame in the heart, and a magenta flame in the waters of your Yesod in the womb. Envision yourself within the magenta flame in the Yesod, allowing the magenta flame to nourish all parts of your being as we call in all of our spirit guides closer. Allowing ourselves to melt into the waters, into the magenta flame, the union of fire and water in the Yesod. Calling in wisdom, prophecy, healing, miracles, and blessings as we allow ourselves to clear whatever needs to be shed from our being as we open the way to receive the blessings. Ephata, Ephata, Ephata. Thank you. yourself come back into form, feeling yourself within the magenta flame as you call all parts of yourself to this moment, to the here and now. And as you breathe, feel yourself expand to fit every organ, every muscle, every bone, every cell in your body, filled with the radiant light that you are.
Episodes. Ahava, have a blessed day.